Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend John Audette, the CEO and the founder of 406 Strategies. That's 406strategies.com. John, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
We exist to help small businesses, first of all, identify if they're wasting part of their marketing and advertising budget. We can do that, and we can do it in a quantitative way using our technology tools. And then secondly, what our mission is there is not to increase their marketing and advertising budget, just to get a greater return from it. And, of course, our primary toolkit would be Internet-based initiatives.
Mm-hmm. So check it out, folks, 406strategies.com. John, we've been talking about how small business owners can get the price that they need to get in order to drive the margin that they have to have, the gross margin, so that they can pay their bills and have some profit left over. We've been talking about some pretty classic things like value-added relationships, community service, et cetera. But one of the things that that small business owners are going to have to do is make sure that their technology is meeting the basic, at least the basic expectations of all customers, and which includes, in my mind, having a mobile site, meaning when somebody goes to your site with a smartphone, it converts over to a mobile site. It includes making sure that your directions are in there, easy to get to, making sure that your phone number is hot so that when they're on a smartphone, they can click on it and get to it, et cetera, et cetera. Even your oldest members of your customer base are using technology and they're expecting you to be able to connect with them using technology, aren't they?
Let me tell you a real quick story to back that up. We have a local customer here called Jackson's Corner. They're a very, very popular restaurant with the locals here in Bend. And they came to us and they said, you know, guys, we just don't have any out-of-town business at all. Tourists don't show up in our place. This is a place that's really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so we looked them up on the Internet. And this was a few months ago. And, you know, the Internet basically went local with Google Places in October. And this was not too far following that. And we looked up their listing on Google Places. They had a phone number that had been disconnected. They were listed as a grocery store. We went in. First of all, they had a little website. We optimized that. Not a big deal. Not expensive. And then we went in and we cleaned up their listing on Google Places, and then we optimized it with pictures and all kinds of things and started giving some customer reviews. And then on Memorial Day weekend last year, they ran out of food on Sunday. They had people lined up out the door from mainly Portland and Seattle, other parts of the Northwest, who like to come to Bend on because it's an outdoor paradise. And they basically, all they could do was make more pizza dough and make pizza. And then the guy came in Monday or Tuesday into our office and crashed on his couch. He was so exhausted. And he said, guys, they were lined up outside the door all weekend. When someone gets to another town and they're looking for a restaurant, how do they find it? They pull out their mobile device. They pull out their smartphone. And they go to Google Places. And now the guy, you know, laughingly a couple months ago, he said, guys, is there any way to turn this off? He said, I can't get my locals in. So, you know, we're not making this up. This stuff really works. But, you know, they don't look in the Yellow Pages anymore. They look for word of mouth online. They look for listings, at Google Places and other
things. But when it comes to expectations, John, 21st century customers have two kinds of expectations. They have traditional expectations, which we've been talking about in the previous segments, trust, relationship, community, service, quality, value. They have all those classic expectations, but they're starting to blend in slowly, maybe, and sometimes not so slowly, other expectations of access, expectation, information expectations. And so for a Main Street small business, it's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
You must build your internet presence, because all internet presence is, when you think about it, is location.
Right.
That's all it is. It's just visibility and location. Mm-hmm. You must do the fundamentals as a smaller local business to build your internet presence. And it's
right.
not expensive. It's so much cheaper than the old days of having to buy those ads in
yep.
the yellow pages.
That's right.
That you have to do it.
406strategies.com is the website. John Audette is the CEO and the founder there. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim.
Say hi to Adam. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.